Hi, my name is Brianna Chu, and I recently graduated from UC Irvine's Paul Mirage School of Business. Today, I'll be sharing with you how I use a geospatial analysis to determine academic success factors in California's K-12 education. So we all want our kids to be successful. However, academic success is not only determined by how well a student studies, but also by the geographical location in which they come from. And that leads us to the question, what location-based, demographic, and socioeconomic factors affect student academic success? Through our research, we were able to learn that spending on health insurance, specific family dynamics, and diversity play a role on students' academic performance. Now, how do we measure academic success? A common metric that is used is the SAT, which is a 3-hour-long standardized exam that focuses on testing a student's math, reading, and writing capabilities. This particular exam has been proven to accurately predict college readiness and academic achievement. With that being said, we collected SAT scores from all 1,070 public, magnet, and charter high schools in the state of California during the 2015-2016 academic school year, along with their latitude and longitude coordinates. We then imported this data into Esri's ArcGIS online program and created a 1-mile radius buffer ring around each school, which is then enriched with 23 consumer spending, demographic, and socioeconomic data that were all chosen based on previous academic achievement studies. But to ensure that these geo-enriched rings do not overlap each other, we calculated the distance between each school and only selected school locations that were at least 3 miles apart from one another. Furthermore, we calculated the Mahalanobis distance to remove any multivariate outliers, leaving us with a final sample of 408 high schools, which is shown in Figure 1. So we performed several different analyses with our data sample. We first complete an exploratory analysis to help us understand the different types of communities students are coming from. We start off with applying a hotspot analysis to each of the dependent and independent variables. This analysis helps us identify clusters of low and high data points. Figure 2 is an example of a hotspot analysis that we did on the SAT scores. So when you look at Figure 2, you'll see that there are clusters of blue and red. The blue clusters represent groups of low-performing schools, and the red clusters represent groups of high-performing schools. You can see that it's very evident that there is an academic achievement gap between the northern and southern parts of California, with the exception of San Diego and Orange County. Now, to understand these visual differences a little better, we use Esri's tapestry segmentation system. So through this tapestry analysis, we learned that schools that had higher SAT scores, which are those red clusters that we saw in Figure 2, tend to be from higher socioeconomic communities, where their average income ranges from $93,000 to $173,000. And these families tend to be more financially capable of giving their children opportunities to grow outside the classroom. Whereas schools that scored lower on the SAT, which are those blue clusters that we saw in Figure 2, are located in lower socioeconomic areas where the average income ranges from $35,000 to $62,000 a year. Now, these communities tend to be more diverse and identified in neighborhoods that are just starting to become more developed. So with that being said, students living in these neighborhoods may not have the same opportunities to participate in summer programs, local sport leagues, or even private music lessons, all of which have been proven in prior studies to have positive cognitive outcomes on students. Now that we have a better understanding of the different types of communities, we use statistical analyses to see how our 23 location-based variables affect student academic performance. We first performed a stepwise regression model, and we found 6 statistically significant variables that affect SAT scores, and you can see those in Table 1. Variables that have positive effects are spending on health insurance, number of husband-wife households, and the number of educational services within the community. We also found that the average household size, number of multi-generational households, and most surprisingly, the diversity index have negative effects on SAT scores. Now, because the stepwise multilinear regression does not consider spatial relationships, we use a geographically weighted regression, also known as GWR. We took the 6 statistically significant variables that we found in the stepwise regression and used them as independent variables, and the SAT scores as our dependent variable. The results from the GWR showed us very consistent predictions of the SAT scores and confirms the robustness of our stepwise regression model. And you can see that in figure 3, which is a residual of the standardized and predicted SAT scores. So now let's focus your attention to the bottom of the poster. You'll see figures 4 through 9, which are maps of the 6 statistically significant variables that we found to positively and negatively affect student performance on the SAT. Figure 4 illustrates the negative effects that larger household sizes have on student academic performance. And we can actually pair this one up with figure 6, which shows the negative relationship between the number of multi-generational households and SAT scores. According to sociologists, there is an inverse relationship between the numbers of siblings and academic performance. Reason being is that parents have finite resources. So as sibship increases within a family, resources get diluted. And now not only do you have to pay college tuition for one child, but maybe 2 or 3, which means that not all siblings will equally benefit from the limited resources that could improve educational outcomes. So now let's move on to figure 5. Which demonstrates the positive relationship between spending on health insurance and SAT scores. Academic research shows that students that are physically and mentally healthy are more likely to reach academic success. They're more positive on their outlook on education and have better cognitive skills and attitudes. So how do we stay healthy? Well, we go to the doctor, an optometrist, and our dentist for regular checkups. And studies found that people who have health insurance feel more comfortable going to the doctor for those checkups. Whereas people who don't have health insurance, well, the costs are too high, so they're less likely to seek medical care. Now jumping over to figure 7, which illustrates the positive relationship between husband-wife households and student academic performance. Studies show that single parents might have lower parental involvement in their students' academic life than those that are living with two parents. Typically, in a nuclear family, there's two parents, and both parents play a role in the child's academic career. And given that these parents have a healthy relationship with one another, the child will live in conditions that will allow them to grow individually and academically. Figure 8 shows the positive relationship with the number of educational services and SAT results. And educational services are places like libraries, tutoring centers, and universities. So the more educational entities that surround a high school, the higher the students tend to score on the SAT. Places like libraries, tutoring centers, and universities all offer programs for students to grow academically outside of the classroom. And last but not least, the diversity index. Now, this factor was particularly striking to us because it produced a result that we weren't expecting. The diversity index, which is a metric that Esri created to measure racial and ethnic diversity within a neighborhood, showed negative effects on SAT performance. And while we promote diversity in all levels of education because of the many positive effects like personal growth and leadership skills, there are negative effects to a diverse classroom environment as well. And those could be less cohesiveness or less effective communication within the classroom. So now that we know what location-based variables make our students successful, we can be more proactive about helping our students earlier in their academic careers. And as we continue to live in this unprecedented time where many universities are actually no longer requiring the SAT for college applications, and all learning has now been shifted into these online modules, we hope that our research can provide some insight to help bring new ideas and innovation to public education during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.